It is none other than that skinny chef herself, Jennifer Isolo.
Hi, David. How are you?
How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well.
It is great to have you along with us today. And you're surviving pretty well in Hoboken, are you?
I am. The weather's quite chilly here, but I'm trying to, you know, boost my immunity with superfoods.
Oh, now you're talking our language. Well, you know, it's supposed to be cold. It is wintertime, after all. And Hoboken being right on the water, the old Hudson lapping at your doorstep, it's got to be a little chilly over there, right?
It sure is.
Well, now, tell us a little bit about superfoods. This is something that folks may not be familiar with, but obviously should be.
Right. Well, superfoods are very nutritious foods that offer high levels of nutrients like antioxidants. And antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals help to protect your health. Superfoods often deliver double or triple the amount of nutrients compared to regular foods. But they might be things that you could recognize in your local grocery store, like grapefruit, for example, spinach, or whole grains.
How about blueberries? Come on.
Blueberries, too.
Blueberries are the super est of foods for my money, I'll tell you that right now. But grapefruit is too, isn't it?
It is, it is. And the thing I like about grapefruit so much, Florida grapefruit is my favorite, is, of course, the flavor. I love the pink and red varieties, but also the versatility. And what's great is I can use it in so many different recipes, even comfort style or home style recipes that I like to, you know, cook for families that I've worked with or, you know, even at home.
We should say that Jennifer does lots of work all over the place. This is a woman with lots of experience in the business, and so superfoods, since she's a private chef entrepreneur, does it all, as a matter of fact. Grapefruit, I always like. I like it as sour as possible myself, frankly.
Oh.
it just is kind of nice. But I find the pink is generally a little sweeter, is it not?
It is, and it's a great thing to use in desserts. And I also like to make, you know, popsicles for children with it because it is so nutritious. You know, you're getting in just an 8-ounce glass more than 100% of your vitamin C. And, you know, at this time of year when flu and, you know, the cold season's out there and your kids are going off to preschool, it's better to stock up on those nutrients if you can.
Well, these are superfoods that are totally painless for folks to enjoy while you're actually doing some super things for yourself.
Exactly, and they're so easy to use in recipes. Another superfood I enjoy using is flax. And flaxseed is available in most health food stores, and it's easy to use in breadcrumb mixtures. It looks very much like a sesame seed. And I even use it in things like meatloaf. I sprinkle it in salads and put it into a smoothie. And it's rich in antioxidants like omega-3, which is also good for your heart.
Well, now, again, as you do it, you're kind of sneaking it into things, if you will, so that people won't discern that there's any real difference to it. And yet it does have a catchy sort of flavor, too, that you might enjoy.
It does. I make a wonderful teriyaki salmon with grapefruit juice, but nobody knows that there's even grapefruit juice in there because it tastes like a traditional teriyaki sauce. So that's the beauty of these superfoods.
Well, what do you do now? How do you mix up the grapefruit and the teriyaki?
Well, I have grapefruit juice, and I put Worcestershire sauce and some garlic. But if you want the full recipe, you can go to gofloridagrapefruit.com.
Ah, okay. Now, how is FLA doing with the chilly weather and the grapefruits?
Well, the weather down there isn't so chilly compared to here, so
they're
doing well.
That goes without saying. But I know they've had, especially a few weeks ago when we had the real extreme stuff, they had some concerns, but I guess they were getting out those smudge pots and taking care of things.
Yeah, they certainly are.
So that is good news, and it being down there, boy, those grapefruits get up here really fast and hence are really fresh. So.
Well, it's peak season now, so.
Gotcha. All right, so what do you typically use, the white or the pink?
I really enjoy using the pink, and I use the ruby red as well. And, you know, I like to have it as a snack. For me, it's a perfect workout snack, you know, if I'm coming out of the gym. You know, again, because it has all those nutrients, but it also has things like potassium and magnesium, which is something that your body can lose, you know, when you get, and that's basically what's in sports drinks, but, you know, unfortunately, sports drinks usually don't have 100% of your vitamin C for the day, so.
Oh, and they've got all kinds of other garbage in there, too.
Exactly.
Necessarily want. All right, we got to take a quick break, Jennifer, if you will. We've got to catch up on some traffic, which I know you don't have any of in Hoboken, but, come on, Jennifer, of course you have traffic in Hoboken. But we got plenty of it out here in Connecticut, so we're going to check that out, and we'll be right back with you, okay? It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And we're glad to have you sharing the afternoon with us on David Smith Exchange. Our late lunch kind of extended in a different sort of way as the skinny chef, Jennifer Isolo, is visiting with us and talking about some super foods. And folks are sitting out there and go, how'd you get the name the skinny chef, Jennifer? Why do they talk like that? Why don't they just ask us, well, how did you come up with the name of skinny chef, Jennifer?
Well, you know, I come from a family who absolutely loves food, and unfortunately most of my family members are obese. So, you know, I think my love of food is deeply rooted in the fact that my family and I have had, you know, a struggle with weight. Mm-hmm. So when I became a chef, I decided to cook myself thin, and that's how I became the skinny chef.
I'll be darned. Well, and obviously it has worked, as folks who may have seen you on infomercials or goodness knows where, hither and yon, have noted already. Seriously, I was jesting about the grapefruit diet and so forth, but that is something that, you know, a few years ago seemed to be a very trendy thing. You can't do just one thing, though, folks. Let's not kill yourself. I mean, grapefruit's wonderful for lots of different things, but you don't want to exclusively eat.
Right. And it's all about combining these superfoods, you know, with the diet that you're used to. If, you know, you love your macaroni and cheese, you know, have it. Make it at home. Use low-fat cheese and, you know, mix in flaxseed or, you know, add some vegetables to it. It's about enjoying your meals and, you know, not depriving yourself, but using these superfoods in dishes to not only satisfy but also to heal and to nurture your body.
Well, and, you know, it's moderation in all things. You can get away with a whole lot if you're, you know, balance it, right?
Right, and that's about portion size. But again, I mean, moderation of things that are high fat, you know, high calories are still going to get you into troubles down the road. So it's always a good idea to really, you know, incorporate fruits and vegetables that are high in these antioxidants that are going to protect your health.
Well, now you mentioned a few of them. Are there things in the non-vegetable, non-fruit line that you would suggest could be a superfood?
Definitely. I love yogurt, and I use it. I eat it every day. I use it on a regular basis to cook with. And I use plain non-fat yogurt instead of, you know, places where there's creamy recipes. If I'm making something like fettuccine, you know, I'll combine that instead of using heavy cream with a little bit of reduced-fat cream cheese and fresh basil and some Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
I love flaxseed. Flaxseed you can find in a lot of health food stores.
Sure.
And that's rich in fiber and omega-3 fatty acids, which, you know, help to lower cholesterol and definitely protect your heart with antioxidant power. Whole grains, I'm a big fan.
How about the salmon?
Right, salmon as well, but only the wild salmon.
Farm-raised
salmon doesn't have omega-3s.
Now, why is that? Why should that be?
It's something to do with their diet, and, you know, in their natural habitat, it's, you know, the plant life or whatever it is that they eat brings the omega-3s into their system. And it's the same thing with, you know, beef that is raised that eats grass. They have a certain level of omega-3s. But if you want something that has high levels of superfood, I would go with flax.
Okay. Well, and they're, it's easier to catch than those salmon.
Definitely.
You know? We want to thank you very much. Now, suppose somebody would like a little bit more on some of these superfoods and what they can do with it and some of the recipes involved. How could they get a hold of that?
Certainly. If they want to view some of the recipes that I've done with grapefruit, they can visit gofloridagrapefruit.com. And I have other recipes on my website, which is skinnychef.com.
Well, there you go. Jennifer, we want to thank you very much for being with us. Nutrient-dense foods, tasting good and so good for you.
Thank you so much, David. It's a pleasure.
Hey, enjoyed it. And good luck on all your projects.
Thank you very much.
A lot of irons in the fire, kids. You've not heard the last of the skinny chef, that's for sure. Hey, great talking with you. Thanks so much.